And we mentioned the Gemara and the story of Rav Bibi, from which the halacha that if libo gaspa, so then the heter of Baal Be'ir doesn't apply. We also mentioned that there seems to be a dispute why that is. In other words, why would it be that just because libo gaspa, since after all, let's say Rashi explains that there's a concern that the husband might pop in at any second, and that's going to prevent her from doing an aveira. So, just because libo gaspa, why would there be a concern? So, one possibility, if you emphasize the Rambam's position that the reason for the heter baal be'ir is because emas baal aleha, to argue, and you see that independently, more along the lines of the Chazon Ish, so then to argue that the comfort that exists when you're in a room together with someone who's libo gaspa takes away that emas baila ala. In other words, there's sort of two psychological or emotional feelings that contradict each other, so that special emas baila will go away. Now, if you took this approach, remember, it might still be the case that if there's a concern that he will literally pop in any second, it will be mutter. Either because of Pesach Pasuach, which we'll talk about in a couple minutes, or that's not even yichud at all. So the point would be that if you have a more expansive perspective on Baal Be'ir, like the Chazon Ish, even though there's no practical concern he's going to come in, but still there's this emotional state of emas baal alaha, so that emotional state is counteracted by another emotional state of libo gaspa, and they sort of cancel each other out. If you take a more... Yeah?
I'm Chazon Ish is baal be'ir. So is that going to also be totally on the exact parameters of the ear, or is that also going to be...
So,
like, Marshall, like, just
right.
Like,
no,
guy,
I agree.
Guys in Midtown.
Right, I hear. So
this psychological.
Right. So it's a very good point. In other words, and it's hard to know. If you learn like Rashi, so then we know how we could define the city. But when you learn like the Chazon Ish, it's less clear. And as far as I know, the Chazon Ish does not give clear parameters. But Poskim say that it's mistaber that if you follow the mahalach of the Chazon Ish, we're going to give, we might say ear is literally ear, and which would mean, in our examples, that downtown would be okay, but Fort Lee wouldn't be, even though Fort Lee is 10 minutes away, and downtown is 45 minutes away. And the reason is because we need some shear, and the shear that the Gemara gives is ear. And there's no other shear, because you can't figure out a shear for the psychological awareness. So again, if you took a Rashi-type mahalich, then we know what the shear could be. It could be something besides technical ear. Once we're going to view it like the Chazon Ish, then you have to say the shear is what the Gemara says, which is ear. Now obviously, in terms of this emotional state, it won't really be totally an ear, but Chazal were kovei a shir and somewhat of a low plug, and therefore you'd have to follow that. Chumra and a kula. I mean, it's more a kula than a chumra, but yes, also a chumra. Okay. So again, if you take a Rashi type mahalich, going back again, our question is why are we concerned when libo gaspa, if by labir? So if you take a Rashi type mahalich, so then you're probably going to have to take a chida-type mahalich that we saw yesterday, which is that we're afraid they're going to do something stupid, meaning to say there's already a level of comfort and perhaps attraction between the two of them. So people do stupid things, and in other words, the yetzer hara is so strong that, yeah, taka doesn't make so much sense because there is this possibility that the husband will pop in at any moment, but still... still people do things that they regret. And Rav Moshe says that's what you have to say for the Beis Shmuel. We'll talk about that Beis Shmuel in just a minute. And then the third possibility is what we discussed yesterday, which is the Mahalach of the Chachmas Adam. The Chachmas Adam thinks that this kasha is so strong, the kasha of, again, why would there be an Isser if Libo Gaspa, in the case of Baal Be'ir, that we have to totally redefine the Heter of Baal Be'ir. The Heter of Baal Be'ir is not that he's going to walk in and catch them, but he's going to walk in and see something suspicious. That's when it's Mutter, and that's why, again, he has all of those chumras that follow from that understanding, namely, anytime it would not be suspicious, then it would be usher. Now, another practical question we have to figure out in applying these halachos is how do you define libo gaspa? So Rashi writes, shushbinte bailas brislo. So I'm not sure exactly how to define bailas bris. I don't think it literally means you made a covenant with each other. But it certainly is a term that implies a high level of closeness. Rambam and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch all write that kigon shegadla imo o shehi krovaso. So again, this too indicates a very high level of closeness. It probably reflects the reality that, at least in more traditional societies, a man and a woman would not have a close relationship with each other unless they were perhaps related, like their cousins, or you know they shared the same house or the same courtyard, next door neighbors, things like that. Those are the types of situations that would be a problem. Now, practical commonplace examples of this would be a couple that's engaged or that has that's dating very seriously. So that would certainly be a case of libo gaspa because you have I don't think a first date is libo gaspa yet, and sometimes it's hard to know to draw the line. But certainly, if you're thinking about marriage in a serious way, or you're engaged, or the like, that would be libo gaspa. Now, that's not going to be so important, because if you're engaged, you're not married. But it will be actually extremely important because, not for people that have two wives, no. It would be extremely important because we're going to see in just a couple of minutes when we start Pesach Pasuach, that many, many poskim, among them on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Shmuel and Machalkas Machokek, are machmir for Pesach Pasuach in Libo Gaspa. Just like we're machmir for Baal Be'ir, we're machmir for Pesach Pasuach. Which would mean that this would be important if you think that it's mutter to go in cars because cars are Pesach Pasuach, then it would be usur for an engaged couple to drive in a car. If you think it's only Pesach Pasuach, it would be, you know, all sorts of nafkaminas. It could be, a couple is dating and they're alone in somebody's house and they want to be makel because of Pesach Pasuach. But that wouldn't work. So we'll return to that question in a moment, but when we get to Pesach Pasuach, we'll talk about whether Libo Gaspa should also be an exception to Pesach Pasuach. But that's why this question, most of the Libo Gaspa Shilas come up, not actually in the realm of Baal Be'ir, but in the realm of Pesach Pasuach. So we'll get there. Now, so while the Rishonim, I think, imply, the Pashup Shat, that Libo Gaspa is a very close relationship, whether it's Baalas Bris or Krovaso or Gadla Imo, whether it's Rashi or the Rambam, the Aruch HaShulchan, Sivvav, says also business acquaintances, very huge expansion. He writes, starts off by saying, Kegon Shenis Gadla B'yachad Oshi Krovaso, Oh, Sheyesh Lam Eze Hakara Al Yedei Inyane Mischar Ukiyotze Asurim l'hisyached. Wow. So, this is a very big chiddush. And a number of the achronim say it's against the rishonim. The rishonim say that you need this close level of relationship. And business associates, I'm not talking, you know, your business partner for 15 years or for a long time. A business partner might reach that relation, you know, that threshold that the other rishonim said. But, you know, a client or something like that. Eza Hakara does not sound like what the Rishonim say. And therefore, the Tzitz Eliezer and other poskim reject the Aruch HaShulchan because they say it really does not sound that way from Rashi, the Rambam, or any of the Rishonim. I saw there's a tshuva of the Shevet HaLevi who says, even though that's probably right, that it's against the Rishonim, but we know that things, you know, that Bisman Hazeh, sometimes business associations do devolve into problematic things. And there's definitely something to that. Many times when people have affairs, it's because they met each other in something associated with work. At a conference or this or that, and one thing led to another. So therefore, he advises being machmir on this question. And as we'll see, you know, again and again, when it comes to Hilchos Yichud, already from the Gemara and the Rishonim, we do find a very strong precedent for chumras in situations where it makes sense to be machmir. In other words, there's going to be a big difference in terms of something is mutter mikar hadin, but there's makom hachmir. So you'll treat very differently the question of, you know, having yichud with your great aunt who's 80 years old and someone who's the same age as you and, you know, you have some business association with them or the like. Okay, so now we'll turn on to the next Gemara. We actually read it yesterday because it was right in the middle of the Baal HaBeer Sugya, and that is the issue of Pesach Pasuach. The Gemara says, Amar Rabba Baal HaBeer, Ein Choshishin Mishum Yichud. Amar Yosef, Pesach Pasuach Shin Rabbim, Ein Choshishin Mishum Yichud. So one interesting question we raised yesterday is if you think that Rashi is Machmir L'Chatchila for Baal HaBeer, so then we have to ask, would he also be machmir l'chatchila for Pesach Pasuach? After all, the Gemara uses the exact same lashon. It's true, Professor Rush had a different girsa, which would allow for a differentiation, but if the Gemara, our girsa is identical, and especially if you think that the impetus for Rashi's pshat is the lashon of Ein Choshishin Misham Yichud, as opposed to the lashon of a lashon that would more definitively imply a heter, right? Like in the first Mishnah, it says, "Isha achas nesiachedes imshe'enashim," or something like that. So, if you think the impetus for Rashi is the lashon, so then perhaps we would be machmir over here. So that is a diuk that a number of achronim argue for. That in Achanami, according to Rashi, it would be aser. And other achronim are medayik also that way from the lashon of the Radvaz, that the Radvaz chelak imel simen kuf pe aleph sounds like we're machmir for both of them. Others disagree. Others say, "Well, this isn't really relevant so much anyway, because lahalacha lemaisa we're not choshish for Rashi." And others say that Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, anyway, Adam Tsanua Yisrachek Mil Hisyached Afilu BePesach Pasuach. In other words, regardless of Rashi, it's something you want to avoid. Again, this question will come down to what we talked about just a minute ago, whether one wishes to be Machmir. But I think a more fundamental question, a more fundamental way of looking at this question, whether it's possible to say that it would be Aser L'Chatchila, is to ask a very basic question, which is the pshat in Pesach Pasuach that it's yichud with a heter, or is the pshat that it's not yichud? Meaning to say as follows. Baal HaBeer, l'chora, is yichud with a heter. It is a situation of yichud, but it's mutter because Baal HaBeer. Now, it's true, you could try to argue it's not even yichud if you learn like Rashi's pshat that the basis of the heter is because he could come in at any moment, but it's almost certainly going to be defined as yichud, proof that it's aser in a certain situation, in libo gaspa. It's hard to imagine saying, well, It's not yichud except if libo gaspa turns into yichud. That's very odd. The much more reasonable way to look at it would be to say baila be'ir is yichud. After all, you are alone in the room, and it's mutter. There's no chash bia because baila be'ir, and therefore a mistafi that he's going to come in at any moment. And therefore, in the case of libo gaspa, where baila be'ir does not guarantee that there won't be an avera, so then it reverts back to the standard of being asur, because it is yichud. That is the pashup shot in terms of baila be'ir. Now, you have to address the question, which we'll get to today, Bezras Hashem, which is, if you really hold of Rashi, why is it yichud? Maybe because the husband's entering is so unlikely that it doesn't rise, the fact that he might come at any moment does not prevent it from being yichud. But lemaisa, l'chora is yichud, yichud with a heter. Well, what about Pesach Pasuach? So here we have two options. One option is to say that Pesach Pasuach is yichud, it's just that there's a heter. And if that's true, so then perhaps we'll consider the possibility of it being usher if you have a situation like libo gaspa, or no. Maybe Pesach Pasuach is not yichud at all. Well, to answer that question, we have to figure out why it's mutter, and even more importantly, we have to define what is Pesach Pasuach. The words of the Gemara are themselves very ambiguous. Does Pesach Pasuach mean that the door is wide open into the Rishus HaRabim, people could see in? Does it mean that the door is unlocked? Does it mean it's slightly ajar? Is it mutter because people could walk in, or is it mutter because people could see you? All these questions have to be addressed, and when we address these questions, we can then go back and address the basic question of whether it's yichud with a heter, or it's not even yichud. So the Yad Ramah on our Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Pesach Pasuach Lo Shesh Rabim, Ein Choshishin La Misham Yichud, Peirush, V'hu De Pasuach, we'll return to that line in a moment, but L'chor, that implies that the door is open. After all, why do you need to say Pesach Pasuach Lo Shesh Rabim, Peirush V'hu De Pasuach? It's Pesach Pasuach. So L'chor, what he means to add is that it's not just the door is unlocked. Pesach Pasuach should not be interpreted as being unlocked, but it's pasuach, meaning it's actually open. And what's the reason why this is mutter? Demirsis dilma asi inish me'alma v'ayo. Very simple. Somebody can walk in at any moment. So, this lashon is very, very much parallel to what Rashi said about baila be'ir, right? Baila be'ir, Rashi said, was mutter. Why? Demistifi mi baal hashta asi. And he says, this is mutter. Why? Demirsis dilma asi inish me'alma. The difference is that the baal be'ir is mutter because the baal might come in. And here it's mutter because mirsis dilma asi inish me'alma. But, well, it's not 100% clear. It does sound like it is yichud, but it's yichud with a heter, and the heter is based off of the fact that somebody might walk in. And that's true, even though the door is actually open, according to the Ramah. So, one nafkamina that we alluded to is whether, and we'll see other definitions in just a couple minutes of what Pesach Pasuach might be. We'll see shortly that this is actually a machlokas rishonim, whether the door needs to be open or simply unlocked. But the nafkamina that we said about this question is, will you have a situation where it's sometimes usher? If you do, that shows that it's yichud. So, what about libo gaspa specifically? So, there are some that claim that from the Gemara we could be medayik, that there is no isser of libo gaspa. Why? Because the Gemara said that there's an Isser for Baila Be'ir, and it doesn't make that Diuk for Pesach Pasuach. And don't tell me that we could extrapolate, because the Heter of Pesach Pasuach is more expansive. So you can't say that a Chumra that applies to Baila Be'ir, Misvara, will be extended to Pesach Pasuach. If anything, you'd go the opposite direction. Baila Be'ir, one person might come in. Pesach Asuach, anyone could come in. It's, and therefore they say from the Gemara itself, you could be Medayik, that it would be Mutter, even if Libo Gaspa. However, the Trumas Hadeshen, this is Simon Reish Mem Dalid, is Machmir, at least in one case. He addresses a question of Kina Labaila. His question was, and you could be Medayik in the Trumas Hadeshen's questions, Hadi Aminan Baila Be'ir, Ein Choshesh En La Misha Michud, Im Kina La Kvar Me Oso Ha'ish, V'Nisiach Da'imo, Keshabaila Be'ir, Mi Choshishin Liyuchud Kia Gavna Olav. So he doesn't address Libo Gaspa. He addresses the question of Kina La Baila. He writes, Kevin de Kina La Kvar Me Oso Ha'ish, Choshishin Misham Yichud Afiluk Shabaila Be'ir, Deho the Kina La the Avral Daito, Chatsifusa Mikri. What's the reason? This is a chutzpah. He was Makane La, and she didn't listen to him. It's considered chutzpah v'choshishin latfei mibishacheres. V'chein matzati b'taisvis sota l'inyan pesach pasuach l'rishus harabim. And we don't have this tosfos. It might be taisvis shantz, which is on the Gilyon on page chafeh med aleph, but it's not exactly what it says here, though probably is something along the lines of what he's referring to. So v'chein matzati b'taisvis l'inyan pesach pasuach l'rishus harabim d'ka'amar talmuda d'ein choshishin l'amisham yichud. Vikina la kvar choshishin. Veneer de kolshekein, linyan baila be'ir. Kolshekein, meaning that he himself agrees that the heter of Pesach Pasuach is more expansive than baila be'ir. So he says, if Tosfo said that Pesach Pasuach is aser if kina la baila, so kolshekein baila be'ir will be aser if kina la baila. Now, what he doesn't say is that libo gaspa is aser. In fact, you could argue that he said we would agree Libo Gaspa's mutter for Pesach Pasuach because he thinks that the more expansive kula is Pesach Pasuach. Pesach Pasuach, if there's an Isser Kina Labaila, then we'll learn that to Baila Be'ir. But there's no but we can't learn from Baila Be'ir to Pesach Pasuach, and therefore, since Libo Gaspa is only a Isser for Baila Be'ir, we couldn't derive from there to Pesach Pasuach. So, the Trumas Hadeshen does not say explicitly that Libo Gaspa would be Aser for Pesach Pasuach. However, there are those who say, among them the Chelkas Machokek and the Beis Shmuel, that you can be Medayek from this Trumas Hadeshen that Libo Gaspa would also be a problem in Pesach Pasuach. Now, it's a little tricky and it's confusing because the Shulchan Aruch paskins this din of the Trumas Hadeshen, but in the wrong place. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Isha Shabayla Be'ir, Choshishan L'siach Edima Le'ha, V'maya Gaspa, K'yotzegedal Ima, O Shikro Vaso, O Kina Labayla Imze, Lo Yisiach Edima, Afal Pisha Baila Be'ir. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Kina Labaila is Aser when Baila Be'ir. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't actually say, Kina Labaila is Aser for Pesach Pasuach, though that's the Makor. So I would assume he would certainly agree to it, because the only Makor for this is the Trumas Hadeshen. I mean, maybe the Taisin Sota. But the Beis Yosef quotes this Trumas Hadeshen. So presumably he would also be Machmir for Pesach Pasuach in the case of Kina Labaila, though he doesn't quote it. But that doesn't tell me that Libo Gaspa is Aser in Pesach Pasuach. But the Chalkas Machokek says, Bayesh Epischo Pasuach Shesarabim Nira Dehachanami Begasba. Okay, that's good mistaber. That's a Trumas Hadeshen. I'm sorry, that Kina Labaila, but also Dehachanami Begaspa is Aser. V'cheinu Betrumas Hadeshen. So it's a little schwer. In other words, the Chalkas Machokek, which is again cited by the Beis Shmuel as well and accepted, says that according to the Trumas Hadeshen, Libo Gaspa would be Aser in Pesach Pasuach. Which, like we said, so that means that you can't be in a car with your fiancé. Because even if we're going to be mako on cars and say cars are Pesach Pasuach, but Pesach Pasuach is Aser Flibo Gaspa. That's L'chora what comes out. Now, why does the Chalkas Mechokek think that you could attribute this to the Trumas Hadeshen? It's not fair. Trumas Hadeshen didn't say that. And moreover, the logic is different. Because what's the reason that the Trumas Hadeshen says we're Machmir for Kina Labayla? Because of what? Chatzifusa. That's not the reason to be Machmir for Libo Gaspa. Right? What's the reason to be Machmir for Libo Gaspa? For whatever reasons we said. It's not because of Chatzifusa. It's no chutzpah to, you know, be alone with your cousin. It's because of the familiarity and the like, whatever the spouse are. So it seems to me that the logic of the Chalkas Mechokik and the Beis Shmuel is as follows. They're saying, look, the Chakira we started off is a good Chakira. What is the Gader of Pesach Pasuach? Is Pesach Pasuach a situation of Yichud with the Hatter? Or is it not Yichud at all? So I wouldn't know the answer. You can read the Gemara both ways. But once the Trumas Hadeshen told me that there's a situation of Yichud by Pesach Pasuach, namely what? Libo Gaspa. So it's mistaber then that we should be machmir as well for Libo Gaspa. It's true he doesn't say it, but it's a reasonable extrapolation. Because just like in the case of Libo Gaspa, for Baal Be'ir, we're afraid you're going to do something stupid, let's say, or you could say it both following the Chazon Ish's Mahalich, because like we said, the Chazon Ish says the same thing, we'll get to it shortly, for Pesach Pasuach as he does for Baal Be'ir, that there's Nervin. Sometimes it's Nervin because your husband's in town, sometimes it's Nervin because the Pesach is Pasuach L'Rishas Harabim. Or if you say, like the Yad Ramah, that the basis of the Heter of Baal Be'ir is because the husband might pop in, and the basis of the Heter of Pesach Pasuach is because somebody from the Rishas Rabbah might pop in. They're basically the same type of thing. So once you're going to tell me that it's Shayach Yichud in Pesach Pasuach, namely the Trumas Hadeshen's example of Kina Labayla, so it's Mistaber that the same Chumras that apply to Baal Be'ir should apply here as well. And even though the Trumas Hadeshen himself told you that the Heter is a little more expansive in Pesach Pasuach, but still, it's a Mistaber extrapolation. So that's basically the view of the Chalkas Mechokek and the Beis Shmuel, not necessarily the Trumas Hadeshen, but sort of taking the Trumas Hadeshen one step further, using his Lamdas to Aser this as well. Now, the Taz over here is Mekel on Nishayla. He agrees, he breaks the link. He agrees that you have to be Machmir for Kina Labayla, but he doesn't say you have to be Machmir for Libo Gaspa. And Hagah on the Taz, I don't know who wrote the Hagah Sataz, but he makes a diak that we had from the Gemara that Libo Gaspa should not be Aser for Pesach Pasuach. Now, L'chora, this Machlokas already is a Machlokas Rishonim. Rabbeinu Yerucham, cited by the Ramah, cites the Ramah. We don't have this in our Yad Ramah. The footnote in the Yad Ramah thinks maybe something was missing, but you could be Medayik that way. But anyway, Rabbeinu Yerucham quotes the Yad Ramah as being Machmir on the Shaila, saying Pesach Pasuach is Aser Libo Gaspa is Aser in Pesach Pasuach. And again, we thought that it makes sense within his position, because after all, he uses Lashon that's very similar to Baal Be'ir to explain the Heter. And also from the Rambam, on the other hand, the Rambam sounds like he would be Mekel on the Shaila. The Rambam writes in Halacha Yud Beis, Eishes ish, shahaya baila be'ir, eina choshesh li yichud, mipnei she'emas baila aleha, vim haya gasba, kigayin shegadli imo o shehaisa krevasai lo yisyached imo v'afal pi shebayla b'ir v'chein kolam isyached im isha by a pesach pasuach lo shesarabim ein choshishim isha miyichad. So first of all, he writes kol hamisyached, which would seem to preclude, mean even in the case of libo gaspa, and also the fact that he omits any iser in libo gaspa would imply that the Rambam is makel on the shaila, and the chida makes this diuk. The Rambam sounds like he would be makel. The chida is also medayik from Tosfos and Shabbos Chaf Yud Gimel on the base Tiber Maschal Mita that you could be makel on the shaila as well. Why? So it says over there, Tosfos is bothered by why is it that Palti ben Laish, who lived in the same home as Michal for all those years, they knew that they were asur onto each other, right? Remember, he put the sword down in the middle of the bed, Yidakar Cherev. So, okay, so great. So they weren't over on Bia, but Michal was an Eishes Ish. And what about Yichud? And he answers, oh, Pesach Pasuach. So, presumably it was Libo Gaspa. They were roommates for quite a while. So he says, ah, you see from here that Taisus is Mekil on Libo Gaspa by Pesach Pasuach. And Achronim point out the Mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch is to be Mekil because he doesn't quote any Chumrah, quoted. You know, it sounds like he would be Mekel. Igros Moshe makes that diuk in Os Tes. He himself happens to be Machmir and Nishaila, but he thinks that the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel. And a number of Achronim are Mekel, a number of Achronim are Machmir. I saw in the Divrei Sofrim on page 60 at the end, he writes that the Minhag HaOlam is to be Mekel. Not always necessarily, but he writes, Nagua Olam Shemisyachadim im Chamoso. So even though that's going to be Libo Gaspa. Now, Rav Schechter has a very interesting psak on this, which I think makes a lot of sense, but an interesting pshara. He says that it depends on what type of Pesach Pasuach we're talking about. We're going to get there in a moment. But he says that really there are two types of Pesach Pasuachs. There's a Pesach Pasuach which isn't Yichud at all, in which case there's no reason to be Machmir. And there's a Pesach Pasuach which is Yichud with a Kula. And like we said initially, it doesn't make sense to be Machmir for Libo Gaspa if it's not even Yichud. So you have to figure out what type of Pesach Pasuach it is. We'll define those terms in just a couple more minutes. But that's basically what he thinks. So he thinks if it's really Yichud with a Kula, so then you should be Machmir for Libo Gaspa. And if not, not. I think many poskim are Machmir on this Shaila. As I said, this comes up frequently in terms of engaged couples. We'll revisit the car question, but let's talk about the car question for a moment. So, a car question might be a good example where we could apply Rav Schechter's distinction. What do I mean to say? So, driving down Amsterdam Avenue in a car, so that's not just Yichud with the Heter of Pesach Pasuach, that's not Yichud. You're in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, people could see into your window, and the like. So, in that case, Rav Schechter, though, as I mentioned before, Schechter is very machmir on Yichud in cars. He's more along the lines of Rav Moshe. He also thinks that, like a different shiur of Rav Moshe, I didn't quote it in Shir, we're going to get to it soon, but he thinks that cars are a problem even if you can't have bia because you could do other things, other mine his carvios, and that too would create a situation of Yichud. Which is shayach, but anyway. But if it's driving down Amsterdam Avenue, so then there's room to be makel because that's not yichud, that's rishos harabim. Whereas Whereas if you're in a situation of where the car would be yichud, but it's pesach wasuach, something along those lines, or any other situation that is yichud, but a heter pesach wasuach, so then one should be machmir, flibo gaspa, and therefore an engaged couple should be machmir. Somebody recently asked me, then I'll just take your questions, I see, that they had, it was a couple, and they were having his brother over for Shabbos, and he wasn't going to shul for whatever reason. He wasn't going to go to shul shacharis. So the question was there going to be yichud Shabbos morning with his wife? So you'll say ba'al be'ir. His wife also wasn't planning to go to shul for Shabbos. So Shabbos morning. So there's no heter ba'al be'ir if it's Pesach. If it's libo gaspa, and usually it's not so hard to create a heter of Pesach Pesuach. We'll talk about again the parameters soon. But if it's libo gaspa, so the question is, how close are they? So not every, you know, sister-in-law, brother-in-law are libo gaspa. So I wasn't. He asked me. It was Friday morning. I wasn't exactly sure how to draw the line. So we, Rabbi Sobolovsky was in the base medrash. So we went to ask him. Sarah Slowski also thought, yeah, you're probably not libo gaspa, but said, well, you know, like they text each other. So then it's like, texting each other. So that's, Rabbi Sobolovsky was no to lahachmir. Then he asked for Rabbi Shechter was Mako, said that typically brothers-in-laws and sisters-in-laws, after, you know, being married for a year and a half, it's not going to be libo gaspa. But it's tricky. In other words, a lot of times it's hard to figure out whether one has reached the level of familiarity that would count as libo gaspa. Okay. Yes? Right.
Would be
mutter.
Would be mutter there. If the Rambam says that libo gaspa is a chumra, even when, according to the Chazanish reading of the Rambam, that ba'al be'ir is a much more expansive kula.
Well, we didn't get to the Chazanish's expansive definition of Pesach Pesuach yet. That's also very expansive. He thinks that Pesach Pesuach applies even if you vada, I know nobody's going to come in. We'll get there. The Chazanish, we'll get to the Chazanish's definition of Pesach Pesuach, but it's also quite expansive.
What way is Rav Shechter, does Rav Shechter distinguish between two kinds of yichud? What criteria does he use?
So, I don't know if there are strict criteria. And when we get to the definition of Pesach Pesuach, which we're going to do right now, it's probably going to depend on that. I think it's somewhat intuitive. In other words, if you're in an area, some cases are at least pretty intuitive. So the example where we said it's going to not, it will be mutter is in a car on a busy street. So there you're, if you wish, it's not Pesach Pesuach Rosh Hasharabim, it is Rosh Hasharabim. Or I would think along similar lines, if you're, well, let's get to the definitions of Pesach Pesuach and then we could make suggestions. Rabbi Shechter never gave me a clear gedarim on this topic. But I think frequently it's intuitive. But again, we'll define this a little later. Rabbi Willig also told me in this question of the Pesach Pesuach with Libo Gaspa, but depends on the situation. Like we said before, there's room for leniency with your great aunt, but you should be machmir for a chasen and kala. I remember once speaking to Rabbi Willig about a situation where it was chasen and kala. I think a kala came over to her chasen's house for lunch on Shabbos, and the parents went to sleep after lunch. So the chazan and kala were schmoozing in the living room. And the question is that going to be an Isser Yichud? And would Pesach Pasuach help? Parents could come in at any moment. He was Machmir, so Libo Gaspa. So even though the parents could walk in at any moment, it's still Aser. So, well, again, we're going to define Pesach Pasuach shortly, but that was Rabbi Willig's Mahalich, that when it's Libo Gaspa, because of something like that, then we're going to be no to Lahachmir. Rav Moshe also has a similar distinction to what Rabbi Shachter said. If you want to take a look, it's in the Igros Moshe in the letter Tess over there. He writes, "Bibai shepasuach l'shesavavim sheleka yichud mashma l'chora de'ach l'mi shegaspa nami leka iser medidak v'shochanacha din l'mi shegaspa." Right, that was the idea we said before. V'gami lashon ein choshesh mashma sheleka b'zeh b'chlal inyan yichud the dummy benimtzayim birshas harabim mamish. In other words, the reason why the Shulchan Aruch is makel is because it's mamish like they're in Rishas Harabim. Okay, but again, we'll return to this question in a minute. Now we have to talk about what is Pesach Pasuach. What do the words mean? So this is a big machlokas rishonim, and the question basically is: does it mean that the door is open, or does it mean that the door is unlocked? So Rabbeinu Yonah and the Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelak Aleph, Simen Aleph, Resh Nun Aleph, based off of the Diak and the Yerushalmi, are Mekel on the Shaila. They say that even if the door is unlocked, even if it's closed, it's Begeder Pesach Pesuach. The Rashba writes, the Hagafas Hadeles, Delasos, Shamarta, and Zeyichud, Achi hey bias na'ul. Rabbeinu Yonah, if you want to look it up, is in the Sefer Hayira. This is also the view of the Radvaz, Chelak Aleph, Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph, the Tshuvas HaMabit, and a number of other Achronim, quoting the Rashba and others, and among more contemporary poskim, I saw the Stipler's Makel in the Kraina de Igrisa. The Sefer Halichos Bas Yisrael quotes Rav Elyashev and Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg as being Mekel on the Shaila, and others as well. So they all say that it is considered Pesach Pasuach if the door is unlocked. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Beis Meir, they had a correspondence with each other, cited in the Pischei Tshuva, are Machmir. They say, no, Pesach Pasuach means the door is open, wide open. Does not mean unlocked. Now, what about the Rashba? Oh, change the girsa. Doesn't say ein la ein ze yichud. It should say ein ze yisod. Doesn't make any sense. So therefore, the Rashba is also machmir. It turns out. Now, the Reiki Vager, to be fair, basically they didn't just like make up a change in girsa. The way some versions of the Beis Yosef quote the Rashba is with this girsa, Ein Zeh Yesod, and not Ein Zeh Yichud. But it's a little schwer. They were coming off of a manuscript in the Beis Yosef quoting the Rashba that said that. I think people that looked back in the manuscripts found that probably the correct girsa of the Rashba is Ein Zeh Yichud. We even have a Ksav Yad for the Rashba. At least that's what in the Hakdama to the new versions of Rukiv Eger, they quote a Ksav Yad of the Rashba, actual Ksav Yad that says Ein Zeh Yichud. As I mentioned, the Radvaz and the Mabit and a number of early sources all quote the Rashba saying Ein Zeh Yichud. There are two versions of the Beis Yosef. So, but anyway, one way or the other, a number of Achronim, again, are Machmir on this Shaila. Are there any Rishonim that are Machmir on the Shaila? So, we were Medayik before from the Lashon of the Yad Ramah that he was Machmir on the Shaila, because he writes, again, the Lashon is Amar of Yosef, Pesach Pasuach, Rosh Hashanah, Rabim, Ein Choshin, Lam, Misham, Yichud, Peirush, Vehuda Pasuach. pasuach sounds like pasuach. In other words, what's he adding? Likewise, the rimiluniel also sounds that way. The rimiluniel's lashon is pesach pasuach mistafina dilma chazu b'nei rosh hasharavim ha'ovrim sham. Chazu meaning they'll see it. Now, you can't see through an unlocked door unless you're Superman. And if you're Superman, it doesn't matter if it's locked or unlocked. So it sounds like the door is actually open. And a number of achronim hold this way as well, including the Chida and others. And again, among the Gedolei HaPoskim, there are many that are Mekel, as we mentioned before, especially because most of the classical Rishonim seem to be Mekel, Rabbi Yonah and the Rashba. The Rimiluniel and the Yad Rama on Kiddushin were not readily available Rishonim to most poskim until recently. So this is a Machlokas HaPoskim. Now, one could further ask, if we do follow the stringent view, so then what's going to be the halacha? In other words, if people could enter, what do I mean to say? Would Rabbi Akiva Eger, who's machmir when the door is closed, is that only machmir because the door is closed and nobody could come in? Or no? Even if the door is closed, unlocked, and people could come in, he would also be machmir. So this too is a discussion in the Achronim, what Rabbi Akiva Eger would say. But if you look at Rabbi Akiva Eger, and I think this is what most poskim assume, it sounds like he's machmir even for that. Meaning to say, even... now, again, not everybody agrees that way. So the Sefer Dvar Halacha, we've mentioned a number of occasions, said no. Rabbi Akiva Eger was only machmir because in a situation where people won't walk in, right? So the door is closed. It's not locked, but nobody walks in to an unlocked door, typically. But if you had a situation where people, the door is closed and unlocked, but people walk in, just walk in unannounced, or maybe knock and come in, so then even Rabbi Akiva Eger would be Mako. For example, our house, maybe I shouldn't post this online, but I think most of the time our door is unlocked, and at least during regular daytime hours, people just walk in with without knocking. Now, most of them are like under the age of 6, so why would you bother knocking? But if you followed the lenient view in this question, you'd say, well, for sure, in our house with an unlocked door, and again, this obviously is something that varies from community to community, and obviously also the time of day would make a big difference. People stop walking in without knocking after about 9 p.m. But there'd be room for leniency. But others, as I said, are medayik. There would be Akiva Eger. This is, I saw the Divrei Sofrim says this, would be Akiva Eger would be machmir even in that case, even when people would walk in unannounced. Now the question is why? In other words, I understand saying you have to be machmir if the door is closed and nobody would walk in. But once you're going to say that people do walk in, so why would it still be aser? So the Divrei Sofrim says one of two things. One is chayshinunan sheyitkefenu yitzro. Okay? Now that's a chiddush because we're talking not about a case of libo gaspa. Or two is even though we're not choshesh that they would have bia, maybe Rabbi Akiva Eger is also choshesh for other mine kirva, which you would be willing to do. Now this is a big chiddush, it's a big expansion of Issa Yichud, right? Until now, whenever we've been talking about Issa Yichud, for the most part, we've been talking about bia. But we have on a couple of occasions seen places where some poskim are choshesh for other things. As I mentioned, Moshe in Yoredei Chelek Beis Simen Pei Beis, he's there talking about a car, the shail over there was a woman taking a mikvah to a cab to a mikvah. The mikvah is in a different town. So he says that the husband really should go with her to the mikvah in a cab, because even though, you know, they're not going to be a while driving, here he doesn't bring up his concern that they'll go off, you know, the path, maybe because it's a cab driver and he's a professional. He's not going to be willing to do that. But he says, "Im yeshlacho shema yavo l'shari hisgarvas kechibuk v'nishuk v'kedom enam yesh lasor yichud." So maybe that's the svara of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. One way or the other, as I said, many poskim weigh in on this topic. If you want a brief summary, take a look at the Pesachei Tshuva, Sifkat Meches. And I think that many poskim adopt the Pshara view, even if this isn't the view of Rabbi Akiva Eiger himself, which is that we will be mako if the door is either actually open or people will come in. Either come in, just open up and come in, or knock but not wait to be acknowledged, just knock and come in, or the like. And therefore, if you live in a building where people knock and come in, or you actually, you know, one way to do this is to, you don't have to leave the door all the way open, but you just leave the door, you know, so it doesn't shut, that last thing, it's like half an inch open. So again, I think that's sort of sending a message to people that's telling them, you know, knock and come in. You don't have to wait to be acknowledged. So if you have that, so then certainly you'll have the view of Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashban alike, and you might, again, even if Rabbi Akiva Eiger himself wouldn't say this, but you have a number of other Achronim who say that when people are willing to come in, then that too solves the problem. Now, just one other point. And I think that's a pshara. So I mentioned before the view of the Chazon Ish about this. Chazon Ish is quoted in a letter that was sent from him to the Dvar Halacha. It's on the Dvar Halacha, Simon Gimel Ozayin. And he's writing about a case where a couple lived like at the very end of a hall and nobody really goes to that area and the like. And the Chazon Ish wrote him back, "Mechtavo higiani hadas nota dekol she'efshar lachosh l'nechnasim b'chol sha'a ein zeh makom seser. V'ayinir lefi zeh, de pesach pasuach v'shus harabim, ayri afilu hu batuach she'ein adam nechnas etzlo, she'ein lo shum makir v'reya, v'ein adam nechmas elav, de'emas rabim alav b'teva, afilu be'ofen zeh." Wow. So I think what the Chazon Ish is saying is as follows. He's saying that if people might come in, then you don't even need the heter of Pesach Pasuach Rosh Hashanah. That's not Makom Seser. That's not Yichud. Yichud means you're alone in the room and you're confident that you're going to remain alone in the room. So any time somebody might pop in and come in, even if there's a small chance, he says, a very small chance, so then that's not even Yichud. In other words, he's taking it one step further than the Rashba. Or this is actually the way he's reading the Rashba. And the Rashba does sound this way a little bit. If you're Medayik in the Lashon of the Rashba, the Rashba's Lashon was... The Agavas Laso Shamarta Ein Ze Yichud Ad Shiehe Bayis Na'u. So the Chazon Ish read the Rashba is like this. Everybody else read the Rashba as Ein Ze Yichud, meaning there's a heter of Pesach Pasuach, right? No, that's not what the Rashba says. The Chazon Ish is Medayik. The Rashba says Ein Ze Yichud. It's not Yichud. It's not the heter of Pesach Pasuach when the door is on. If somebody could come in, it's not Yichud. So then, the heter, again, according to Chazon Ish, of Pesach Pasuach is even when nobody will come in. Why? Amos Rabin Alav. So, I said before that the Chazon Ish is L'shitaso, this is what I meant. In other words, just like the Heter of Baila Be'ir, because Amos Baila, even though there is no practical concern someone's going to come in, so too, the Heter of Pesach Pasuach is when you have Emas Baila. Some say the Chazon Ish was only, at least later in life, Makel in conjunction with Baila Be'ir, and not on this alone, and the like. But that's basically the Kula of the Chazon Ish, a very, very big Kula. Rav Moshe also is a very big Kula in this respect, which I think is also not particularly accepted on its own. Rav Moshe writes, this is in Os Dalid, that it's one thing, like we said before, to say if people will knock and walk in, that would be mutter, whether because it's Pesach Pasuach or because it's not even Yichud, right? Rav Moshe says, even if they wouldn't walk in, they be, but and why? Because the door's locked. Still, if you would feel compelled to answer, so then that's not Pesach Pasuach. That's not Yichud. And he says people feel compelled to answer. Rav Moshe says a similar thing about phones. People like elsewhere, they're like, if you feel like I don't think that's the way all people are. But Rav Moshe sort of assumes that people feel like you can't not answer the door when someone's knocking, someone's ringing the bell, if you're home. Maybe it means because they know you're home. So you know, they're going to keep on knocking. We also, some of the kids that come to our house, they do knock. But if you don't get the door, they keep on knocking. They just knock until someone finally gets the door. Or for phone also, they'll, you know, they don't pick up the first time, so call back and again, right? This is what he writes: Kevan shederech kulei alma, dikshashomim mishenokef al hadala, so shemitzaltzel al hapamon, shenasa lekach ba mishen bifnim v'shalal mihu. When somebody knocks, you go and say, "Who is it?" Kshashomea shehum mea makirim, v'afilu eno makiro mamish. You don't really know the person, but it's like, you know, I'm not an axe murderer, so then posech. Poseach, Shemevin Shehu Sasam, Stam Inish, Merubad Rubad Inshi. Okay? You won't open up for a muta de muta, but you'll feel compelled to open up for Rubad Ruba. Leka is a yichud, Kshubizman, Shebain Stam Inshi Labayas. Ach Shaloho Diokodem. Demir Sisi, Shema Yinkof, Mishahu Al Adalas, via Muchrach, Liftoach Tekef. So even if the door is closed, and even nobody's going to walk in, but Mystify, you're always afraid somebody's going to knock and you'll feel compelled to answer the door, so even if the door is totally closed and nobody's going to actually walk into your house without you're getting the door, but you feel compelled, so then it's going to be mutter. Avo bizman she'ein derech inshi lavo, but if it's at a time that nobody's going to come, let's say late at night, people don't knock on the door, o b'makom shelo shchichi inshi lavo, then it's aser if the door is locked. It's only going to be aser if it's pasuach mamish. I don't know if that means unlocked or open. I think he probably means open. So then, in that case, unless it's pasuach mamish, it's going to be aser. But otherwise, again, during daytime hours when people regularly come, then it's mutter. It is mutter. So this is a big kula. I think most poskim are not somech on it alone, though it's there is sometimes used as a sniff. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. There still are a couple more questions we're going to talk about for Pesach Pasuach, but then we're going to go on. One of them is we're going to talk about windows. Anybody who wants to look into it, take a look at the Note of Yehuda, Madur Kama, Evan Ezer, Simon Ayin Aleph. There's also a Tshuvas Moshe, Gros Moshe Os Beis on that. We're going to talk about Lila, take a look at the Pesachei Tshuva tests, and we're going to talk about doctors, very important question, doctors, psychologists, and the like. If you want, there's an Igros Moshe about that, the first one, Os Aleph. There's a long Tshuva in the Tzitz Eliezer about that. It's Perk Yates. He talks about whether there's a Heter of Avida Tatarid for Yichud. And we'll talk about security cameras. talk about what's considered Rishus HaRabim. If you want to take a look at the Tzitz Eliezer, Perek Yud Aleph in the Kuntras. And then we're going to also talk about what about Yotzi V'Nechnas, which is in the Tzitz Eliezer, Perek Yud Ches. And then we'll go on. So Be'ez Hashem will pick up tomorrow and finish Peshach Pasuach, and then hopefully go on. Thank you.